Welcome to Larry Reedy's America. This is our fourth episode of our food segment, and this is like a really quick podcast, just reviewing food, different restaurants. I used to love it when we had a local paper here, the Batesville Herald, and they would do food reviews. And, you know, there's a lot of people, like I tried one that is going to be on before this podcast at Hothead Burritos. Well, it's been in town 3 years, and I thought, I'll never eat fast food Mexican. This is delicious. But anyway, here's what we're going to do today. On this past Monday, by the way, when I say this past Monday, that the date would be March. Let me look here. This was on March the 11th. My wife Nancy gets together once a month with nurses. Ones that she graduated from Good Sam. And that number has dwindled quite a bit due to age. And there's only, I think, three or four husbands that are alive. And unfortunately, there was only two of the husbands. The rest were with our wives, and the rest were widows, except one couldn't make it and another couple couldn't make it. But anyway, to make a long story short, she, Ruth, one of the nurses, usually picks out something different every month. So this Monday, if anybody's in the Cincinnati, Southern Indiana, or even Indianapolis, in the Northgate area of Cincinnati, there's a lot of restaurants. There's a shopping center that I don't think fares too well anymore, but there's a real nice center with a lot of stores that's very convenient for us. It's about a 40-minute drive, 45-minute drive. Well, anyway, Colerain Avenue, which is the main thoroughfare in Northgate, is also Route 27. So if you go 7 miles north on 27, there is a restaurant that we ate at called Big Bull's Roadhouse. When you pull in, it's not impressive. It looks like a nice kind of old bar type restaurant. But the food was unbelievable. And with today's prices, the price was great. Now, just if you ever want to look this up, because it's worth the trip, you can go to their menu on bigbullsroadhouse.com. And it's B-U-L-S. There's no apostrophe, anything. It's just Big Bull's Roadhouse. Anyway, now, some people, when I tell them what I ordered, they're going to say, oh, gag me or something like that. But I love good liver and onions. And I haven't had any in quite a while because most restaurants don't do a very good job with them. So I've been staying away from them. But this might have been the best I've ever had. And generous portions. I had, has, you know, the onions and bacon on top of the liver. It's two big pieces of liver. Mashed potatoes with gravy. And I got some orange slices as a side because, I want to stay healthy. So anyway, this was just delicious, and I normally don't do this, but I even at the end of the day when we were paying our bills, I gave the waitress a tip for the cook in the kitchen because food was magnificent. And as I looked around the table, Nancy ordered a Caesar salad with salmon. Oh, by the way, my liver and onions was $10.99. Nancy ordered a Caesar salad with salmon, large Caesar salad, big piece of salmon. The only thing is, if she had it to do over, she would have asked for another packet of dressing. The salad was too big for the amount of dressing she had. But other than that, it was good. She brought half of it home and put our own dressing on it, and it was excellent. And as I continued to look around the table, one of the ladies, Ruth, sitting next to her, had this enormous house salad, chef salad, I should say. And then I saw somebody with a cod sandwich, a giant piece of cod. And these prices were all, I mean, they were all good. I'm going to see if I can find them. I pulled the menu up just to see if I could get something on there. I mean, they've got baby back ribs. They've got everything. I'm trying to look for, I can't remember. And it's giant burgers also. I can't remember what the house, what the chef salad was, but I'll find it here in a minute. Oh, here it is. Here's a salmon Caesar salad with grilled chili and salmon. I mean, it's a big piece of salmon, $15.99. The chef salad was $11.99. It comes with greens, shredded cheese, diced tomato, chopped turkey, chopped ham, hard-boiled eggs, and bacon. If you want to add grilled or crispy chicken, it's an extra $5. I don't know how anybody could have eaten anything else with that salad. It was so big. But anyway, you know, if you're in the North Gate, I mean, there's a lot of good restaurants around in that area. This is kind of out of the way. I thought the service was tremendous. We didn't have to wait a long time. And in today's market, you know, I'm never going to judge a restaurant by service because there seem to always be short of help. And most waiters and waitresses, unless you're in a really high-end restaurant where the tips are pretty good. Most waiters and waitresses today that used to work at a restaurant full-time, they're part-time with other jobs because they just can't make enough money with the crowds being down. And I don't think it's going to get better in the near future. I think it can get better, but inflation, since this vegetable took office, the inflation has spiraled. And even though when they say, well, we're under control, not under control. All you have to do is look at the grocery store prices, go to Kroger, Walmart, anything, they're up. And the restaurants, I mean, they're paying so much for food product, even for the carryout boxes. Some of them have tripled in price. I think wings have quadrupled in price. That's why when you, where you used to get a dozen wings for $10. I think now you get a dozen wings and it's $18 or $20. But let me check their menu here to see if they have chicken wings and if how much they are, just out of curiosity. Here we go. Bone-in wings, $14.99. They got boneless. There's no such thing as a boneless wing. It's not a wing. Anyway, toss in mild, medium, hot, spicy garlic, barbecue, or spiced salt. Serve with celery and blue cheese. Now, you have to ask them how many wings you get with this. My guess is it's six, but I don't know that. But it's just outrageous. And the thing is, a lot of people, if you ever notice, if you go into a store maybe late Sunday, and if you happen to walk by a grocery store freezer compartments, boy, it's really half empty with all these box foods and everything, because more people are eating at home. They're either making their own food or I mean, it's not even a good deal except once in a while a sale to eat at a fast food restaurant anymore. The average person or the average family with inflation, they can't cut down on gas unless they want to buy a new car and get different mileage because they got to drive to work. They can't cut on their mortgage payment. They can't cut on their utility bills, which have risen. The only thing they can cut on is discretionary income, and most of that discretionary income for the average family has gone by the wayside. So, you know, this Bulls seem to be a constant flow of people. We were there at 12:30, and there were people coming and going because we sat around and talked for quite a while afterwards. But again, if you look at their prices compared to some, you know, geez, they've got their soup of the day, a cup of soup's only $3.75 there. Their Texas chili's $4.50 a cup or $5.99 for a bowl. So here, this isn't a fast food restaurant. And I think fast food restaurants are great. But if you look at the price of a Big Mac today or some of these Arby's sandwiches or Steak and Shake, whatever. I mean, they're really, it's hard for a family just to go out or pick up food three or four times a week. But anyway, I'm getting off my soapbox on that. I'm wanting to talk about Big Bulls Restaurant, and I really think if you're in the area, I could probably never go back again unless I wanted more chicken or more liver and onions. The reason, a quick example, then I'm going to end this. One of our friends, he's my age, maybe a year older, I can't remember, but he's a big guy and he loves to eat. I have been, and this nurse's lunch has been going on forever, so I've watched him. I have never, ever seen him leave anything on his plate. He ordered a club double decker there, and he could only eat half the sandwich. It was that big. I don't know if I could eat. I would have had to stand up and compress the sandwich to even get it in my mouth. It was that big. But he ate a half of it and took a half of it home. And for him to leave anything in a restaurant, I've never seen it before. But because Nancy and I, we can't eat like we used to and don't want to, but everything's so big on the menu, I don't think I could go back because I want to get something that I can eat, not have to take it home and worry about eating it later. But anyway, as I promised, we're at 15 minutes on the menu right now. and or on the podcast, the menu. I got food on my mind. So I think what we should do is end it with the national anthem. And I hope you enjoy this new segment. I'm trying to keep it short and sweet. And I'll be doing mostly restaurants around the Batesville area. But we're going to do historic Price Hill Chili, do Barleycorns over in Kentucky, eventually Greyhound Tavern, and quite a few other places. And it'll just come in. We'll put one segment in here and there because, you know, 15 minutes is a nice short podcast. You can, you know, you can do it while you're cleaning up the kitchen or you're cutting grass or something, because we're coming to that time of year. But anyway, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And I will talk to you on the next podcast.